This here, over here now, you get your, well, we call that side meat, side plate. Mm-hmm. That side plate meat come from right from here round to his back right there. Mm-hmm. All right, then you take his hips off, make hams, four shoulders off, you make four shoulders out of that. Mm-hmm. And you trim them up and get the crackling grease off of that, see?
Mm-hmm. What about, you ever hear of middling or?
Middling? Well, middling now would have to come through the, mostly through the gut part. Mm-hmm. Now, just like if you want, the guts is inside the middling, you call that chitlins or mm-hmm. guts or whatever we call it, you know. Mm-hmm. Old people say guts. Mm-hmm. We say middling, you know. Handle like that.
That's what you make the chitlins out of?
That's what you make chitlins out of.
Uh-huh. What about the kind of meat that you buy sliced thin to cook with eggs?
Bacon. All right, now you got a fat hog. Yes, I say, you got a fat hog. You're going to get a piece of meat out of his side this long, on each side, this side, and also this side. Well, that give you two pieces like that. You cut it half in two. All right? Now we're going to make bacon out of it. Mm-hmm. We're gonna salt it down and with modern salt. Mm-hmm. Modern salt have pepper and salt all mixed up together and sage. Mm-hmm. And when you put it down in there, you put it on the skin, rub the flesh part of the meat. Well, you turn your meat down just like that. Mm-hmm. And let it stay for 4 or 5 days. You take it up and you paint it over again. When you paint it over, you let it stay 4 or 5 days, then you take it up. Now, older people way, they had no smoke liquor like they have now to paint it. Mm-hmm. They'd hang it up, wash it good, cut a hole in there and hang it up, and put a smoke on it mm-hmm. with hickory wood. Mm-hmm. And when you put a smoke on it with hickory wood, it burn just be a smoky tongue, just as brown as any bacon you buy at the store. Tastes mm-hmm. just like it. Now you're going to make bacon out of it. Mm-hmm. Cold storage. Put it in cold storage tonight. Mm-hmm. They'd have it in cold storage. After they done painted it, they pinched the meat. Then put a smoke on it. Then they put it in cold storage and get that meat hard. See, that meat will be just as hard as don't know what. Cause it's frozen. Well, you take the salt in and run, chin, chin, chin. Every time you get a slice, chin, mm-hmm. chin. All right, then you put it in pounds or 2 pounds or whatever you want, like that. Mm-hmm. Now that's the bacon of a meat, but it's the size. Mm-hmm. And you take the ribs out. You don't leave the ribs in it. See, you cut the ribs out.
What do you call the edge of the bacon that you cut off?
What?
The edge of the bacon that you cut off before you slice it.
The edge of the bacon? Mm-hmm. Well, you see now, if you cut the bacon right, wait a minute now. You cut the bacon right, it would be the belly. Mm-hmm. All the belly part, which the titties on. Mm-hmm. That would be the edge you're trimming. Mm-hmm. That's why you're trimming, right down here. Well, when you cut this down square, this is a square piece of meat. You don't have to do anything else from his back. But cut it half in two and salt it down.
Mm-hmm. I'm saying the meat skin or the rind?
Well, the skin, now the skin come like this. This here is a skin. You see how my hand are? That's a skin. Under there would be the flesh part of the meat. Mm-hmm. So that's when you, now you don't take the skin off of meat. Mm-hmm. You leave it on it, kill it or whatnot. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What would you call a person who kills and sells meat?
How you say that now?
Person who sells meat.
What sells meat?
He's called a...
butcher.
Okay. And if meat's been kept too long and it doesn't taste right...
stale.
Or it's already...
stale. It's stale meat.
It's done...
what? Done going through a... well, I say a heat or molt or...